Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, May 1st, and the week ahead. Well, folks, welcome to May Day, and a most energized May Day it is, so let's get right into it. Now, May 1st has the sun at 15 degrees of Aries. That's where the sun is most powerful. Plus, it's at the midpoint between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. That draws energy from those major celestial portals. It's a day celebrated around the world one way or another, whether it's the cry of workers of the world unite, back when the industrial age was grinding people down in the cogs of capitalism. And then there are the Druids, who celebrated May Day as the high holy day of Beltane. The maypole was erected and a way to celebrate the season with a spark and courtship among young maidens and men when spring fever was at a proverbial high and the sap was running. Now, in that tradition, if a couple decided to pair off, they would tie their wrists together in something called wrist fasting as a vow of fidelity. And if they could maintain that vow and never look at another, then on the next May Day, well, weddings followed. Now, the closest we come to a cultural celebration of this season's peak energy is, are you ready for this? The Kentucky Derby. That's right, horses running around in a circle. Well, the day's energy is further amped by the full moon. So expect to see high tides and higher emotions in the halls of Bedlam, and especially among those of us who are unable to regulate their emotions. Now, this full moon is in Libra, opposite the sun in the middle degree of Aries. No need for a double espresso this morning. Now, full moons illuminate the steamy gullies of the soul struggle between the me and the axis. Aries is all about the self, the ego, the me. And Libra is all about the others, what the other person needs. So that's today's question. Where do you begin and end in a relationship? How do you balance? And that's a key word of Libra, the sign of the zodiac symbolized by balancing scales. How do you balance needs with yours and others? That applies to the scales of justice, of a transaction, the negotiation. And in communication, it is about listening and not just speaking. Now, Venus is in Taurus right now. Isn't that wonderful? Can you feel the love? Taurus is wildly creative, romantic, artistic, and all the richness in life. Now, money is a part of it, but the real wealth is not just cold, hard cash, right? Well, Venus is right at home in Taurus, a fixed earth sign, so expect the wonderful things of Venus to flow. Now, meanwhile, Mercury is out of Pisces, where its rational thinking was treading water in that watery, mutable sign of the fishes. Now the communication planet is in Aries, so Mercury can escape the confusion of Pisces, but in Aries, it runs into a different kind of problem, and that is that Aries is impulsive. Well, Mercury in Pisces is good for imagination. Let's just get that clear. But when Mercury is in Aries, it's impulsive. It's quick to jump to conclusions before all the facts are in. It likes to take things quickly. Now, Mars is getting past Saturn, so the frustration of a need to move on and a feeling of being stuck is over. Now, Pisces is a water sign, and Mars is the sign of war. Water, war. Sounds like something familiar. If you can imagine, well, let's put it this way. It will be interesting to see how Mars will manifest when it leaves Pisces, the watery realm, and enters fiery Aries around May 11th and 12th. Mark that on your calendar. Mars and Aries could be the start of something quite Martian. Mars and Aries is where Mars really gets its Mars on. Now, next week we'll have more on Saturn and Jupiter, but for now the energy is still part of that cycle of one order giving way to another order, which usually is about disorder, but you know that by now. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator, and remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them, so don't get fooled. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.